Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天我们潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要请大家出去吃饭。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and that's right. On today's episode, we are taking you out to eat.
但画饼充饥了，就是跟大家聊一聊怎么看懂英语菜单。
Yes, that's right. We're going to help you understand English language menus and talk about how to confidently order your food in English.
是的，其实我们常常在留言专区就收到大家这样的一些建议，说看一个英语的菜单上面各种各样的东西，比如说不同的大类，有什么前菜啦，有主菜啦，这名字我都搞不懂。那 let's start there. 我们就先从就是一个非常 common, 非常常见英语菜单的那些大类 categories 开始说。
That's right. And this category is almost always the very first section in the menu. So you open up the menu and right away you see this section for appetizers.
对，中文就很形象嘛，开胃菜，先来一点开开胃。
对， that's right. From your appetite, right? It gets your appetite going for the meal.
对，所以这个英文词也是啊，那前菜，对吧？这个 appetizer, 开胃菜，它就是来自于英文的那个胃口名词 appetite。
Yeah, that's right. And when you eat an appetizer, the idea is that it's small. It's not going to fill you up, but it's going to get you ready for the main course.
对，那其实除了 appetizers, 你可能也会在一些 menu 上面看到另外一个叫法，另外一个名称，那就是开头菜，是吧？
Yeah, a starter.
对，就更形象哈。然后另外一个我注意到就是一些比较 casual 的比较轻松的那些饭店啊，他都会称开胃菜为什么小碟 like 小口 small bites, small plates.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes instead of appetizer, this big fancy word, right? They'll just call them small plates, small dishes.
对，也是很好懂啊。然后我还看过 sharing plates, 它也是算前菜啦，但是就如果你几个人一起，这种 sharing plates 就比较大，但是这个里面的食物不会让你很饱，因为后面你还要吃主菜。
Yes, so speaking of 主菜, right, we have our main course, the next biggest section in the menu.
对，就是最 main 的，最主要的。It's where restaurants make most of their money, I think.
Yeah, this is the meal you came there to eat, right? The appetizer, it's getting you ready for it, but the main course is what you really want to eat.
对，什么牛排啦，这些都属于主菜里面的啊。好，那讲到这个 course, 因为我们讲一道菜、两道菜就是用这个量词，是吗？
Yeah, you could have a 1-2-3 course meal, right? Which just means you have these phases of food coming in.
对，然后还有那种很 fancy 的，就高级餐馆啊。Fine dining restaurants, 就八道菜、十二道菜 ,8 course meal, 12 course meal.
It's like a 2-hour experience.
Oh, at least. 但当然它每一个,就每一道, every course is like quite small, but when you have 8 or 12, 就是加起来就很饱。
Yeah, and they put lots of work into the order of the courses too, right? Like first you have this, and then you have this, and all the flavors are connected. It's really cool.
哎，对对对，但是我们今天讲的是 most 比较 common 的 restaurants, right? You're not gonna have those. 那你就是 main course 里面自己选你要什么啊。那除了 main course, 它还能简称就是 mains. Or you can say, what are you gonna have for your main as your main?
Yeah, you can just cut the word course out and call it your main. You might even see that on the menu. It might just say mains.
对对，没错。然后呢，另外一个你可能看到的也是主菜的意思，但它是一个法语词。
Entree.
Entree. 那它的拼法是 E-N-T-R-E-E. 第一个 E 上面还有个像我们的第二声拼音那样的。But the pronunciation is entree. It's not intree, 不像那个 inter, 对吧 ?intree, it's entree.
Yeah, if you read this with just American English pronunciation, it would sound totally entry. You wouldn't know how to say it. It's a French word that we also use in English, and it keeps that French spelling.
对，你就把它想象成在树上，像我们中国菜不是蚂蚁上树嘛，也算一个主菜。Entree.
对。
But it's not tree, it's entree.
Right.
Yeah, 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 tray. Like 一个盘子是吧 ?On a tray.
Yeah, on the tray. Maybe that's what it comes from in French. I don't know.
然后呢，现在也有一些饭店，就我刚刚说的，他会把这些东西，刚刚那个前菜叫什么 small bites, small plates, 相应的，他们也会用 large bites or large plates 来形容他们的 main course, 他们的 entree。
That's right. And of course, in this context, saying plate, you're not going to eat the plate. Large plate of food, right, is what it means.
好，那看完了前菜、主菜、大类，我觉得稍微可以说一下的就是 what you will find under these things, right? 然后特别我想讲讲就是像 pasta and pizza 这种西式面食，它是一个大类。
Yeah, you're going to find pasta and pizza on almost every single typical restaurant in the U.S., at least, for sure.
对对，然后这个 pasta 我觉得我们得另外做一集节目，因为它不同的意面的类型，它到底是什么细面、长面，还是那种短的管子面啊，或者什么圈圈的， All those names are Italian, right?
Yeah, and they sound similar, and even us native speakers don't necessarily know them all. You really gotta be into food or cooking to memorize these.
Yeah, maybe we would do a whole show on 这种 pasta 不同的名字啊，它到底是什么形状。But let's move on. 那当然，另外一个很重要的就是各种各样的肉类。
We have meats, right?
Yeah, 所以 meat 大家都知道是肉 ，but actually this is a countable noun 是可数的。那当你有不同种类的，比如牛肉、鸡肉、猪肉、羊肉 ，the restaurant 上面你可能 menu 它就会写 meats。复数啊，那牛排也是我们常常接到大家问题的，不同的这个部位，然后几分熟应该怎么讲？等一下我们会告诉大家。好，那当然还有海鲜 seafood。不过近年来呢，在很多的西方餐厅，你都会看到它专门有一个板块就是素的。
That's right. Yeah, vegetarian food. So food with no meat.
Yeah, 不光是素食 vegetarian, 现在还有很多是更彻底是吧叫 vegan.
Yeah, vegan means not only no meat, but also no dairy products and no other animal products at all.
对就是没有任何的动物制品比如说它里面不会有黄油对吧因为 it comes from cows, 对或者另外一个就也是 vegan 的意思就是根据植物的 right?
Yeah, totally plant-based diet, right? That's a vegan diet.
对，所以很多的 menu 上面它都会写 plant-based 啊，就是这个意思。好，那当然这个饭做一个很完美的结束，打结就有点甜点。
Ah, yes, my favorite section of the menu, the dessert section.
对，就我们不是经常说有两个胃嘛？哎呀，我吃饱了，但是我还有一个胃 ，another stomach save for desserts.
That's right. Always have room for dessert. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. 那 dessert 很重要的就是它的拼法和沙漠 desert 很像，但是呢，它有两个 s， 不是一个，然后发音也不一样。
That's right. Instead of desert, which is dry and perhaps painful, we have dessert, which is, of course, delicious and feels great.
Exactly. 好，那很多 restaurants 呢，它还会有一些这个当天或者当季的一些比较特别的菜式 or specials, right? 它可能有好几个。
Ah, yes, we call these the specials or the special, right?
对，这里呢，这个 special 就当成一个名词来使用了。So it really depends on the restaurant, 因为有一些饭店的 specials 是当季的啦，或者它今天或者就很想主推的，然后呢，有一些地方的 specials 它就是比较便宜 ，like they both promote it, but the main reason is like they're doing some discounts on these specials.
Yeah, often a restaurant will have specials advertised right when you walk in, and that's just for that day or that week, and they're items that you can't find on the menu, so it's going to be special for some reason. Maybe it's seasonal, or maybe it's something that the chef really likes to make, and so they create a special and they put it on promotion.
你是不是经常会点 special 的人
I like to. Of course, it has to be something I want to eat, but usually the special means, right, that the chef is interested in making the dish, which gives me more confidence that it's going to be really good.
哎，聪明。好，那还有一个 S 打头的词，这个基本上你不点也行，它就是一些小配菜。
Ah, yes, side dishes, something you get on the side, not your main dish, but a side dish.
对，它是作为主菜的搭配，对吧？比如说就是什么 mushroom or spinach， 而且量非常的少，就旁边您点了个什么肉 as your main， and then it'll give you a very small amount of spinach or sauteed mushroom or something.
Yeah, it's usually not something prepared as its own dish, right? It's just a single ingredient on the side.
嗯，对 ，they're also called sides. 好，那还有一些 restaurant 有 sets， 对吧？套餐，特别是 lunch set 午市套餐。好，那最后我们想看的两大类啊 category， 你在 menu 上会看到的，一个是你可以随便点，然后另外一个呢，就像我前面说的一些很高级的、很贵的那种西餐厅，对吧？它就是一个，我觉得它是 super fancy sets。So they don't even call it a set, they call it a tasting menu.
Ah, yes, very fancy feeling already.
这是一个品味菜单，然后就像我说的，可能是什么五道、六道、八道，对吧？我真的还看过有那种十二道的，很高级的那种什么米其林三星法餐啊，这样的。
Definitely the kind of meal that takes a lot of patience then, right?
And money, yeah. 好，那这个叫 tasting menu。然后刚刚说的这个单点，英语要怎么表达呢
？Once again, we have this French word we use in English, and it's à la carte.
À la carte 意思就是 you just order what you want.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is what it comes from, but I think of dim sum and off the cart, à la carte. I imagine someone rolling up with a cart, and you're choosing what you want to order yourself rather than relying on the chef or the restaurant.
Yeah, 这很好，你这个很形象，希望能帮助大家记住这个词啊。好，那接下来呢，我们节目的后半部分，这个重头戏来了。So the beef of today's show, 英语说这个重头戏，主角可以用这个 the meat, the beef of the, 是吧
?That's right, yeah. And it's actually meat.
And beef, steak, we're talking about 牛排。
That's right. Everybody loves steak. Unless you don't eat meat, right? I feel like very rarely do I meet people who don't like steak.
我们之前的主播 Adam 他是 vegetarian, 所以他就不吃牛排。Yeah. 好，那关于 steak 呢，第一个想说的是这个词的发音 S-T-E-A-K, but it's not steak, not stick. 就是好像是 A-K-E 那样的是吧？
Yeah, the spelling here doesn't help you at all. You just need to know that the pronunciation is steak.
Yeah, steak. 好，那一个牛排馆呢，就是一个 steakhouse 啊。但即使你不是去一个专门的牛排馆，很多餐厅就稍微正式一点的，都会有牛排。那讲到牛肉呢，牛排很重要的就是它是牛身上哪个部位的。那英语你们是用 cuts 来表达是吧？
Yeah, that's right. Cuts just means where literally on the cow's body was the meat cut from, basically.
对，真的很形象啊。好，那讲到这个不同的 cuts 呢，我们说说几个最常见的啊，比如说肉眼。
Ah, yes, the rib eye.
我觉得这个也很形象哦 ,rib 就是那个肉排嘛肋排对吧 ,eye 就是眼睛。然后呢 ,so the rib eye would be, I think a very balanced cut, 因为它是肥瘦相间然后呢这个就是又有点嚼劲但因为没有肥嘛所以它也够嫩 ,so it's both got a good bite, but it's also tender.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the most commonly seen and eaten steaks. Like, even if you don't know what a ribeye is, you've probably had one.
哎，对 ,ribeye. 然后通常它都比较大一块就不像那个菲力对吧菲力小牛排通常就很小然后还比那 ribeye 还更贵。
Yeah, this one you think of fancy steak when you think of it, right? And it's another word from French. We have two words here.Once again, the spelling is not helping you at all. So you just need to know the pronunciation is filet mignon.
Okay, 所以我们说的这个菲力就是一个从发音来的啊 ,filet, 然后 mignon, 拼法是 M-I-G-N-O-N, 不是 mignon, 是 filet mignon.
That's right, yeah, one of these sneaky French words.
对然后因为它是小里脊嘛所以这个算是 the most tender, 就最嫩的然后也比较小所以很多其实女生比较适合点这个啊。But if you are a big meat eater, 你可能就喜欢下面的这个西冷牛排。
Ah, yes, the sirloin cut.
所以其实我觉得这些也挺容易记的，因为我们中文呢，要么就是把它的意思翻译过来，要么就是把它的 transliteration 按照发音，我们用中文的词，比如 sirloin 就是西冷。
Yeah, exactly. That can help you remember how to say it in English, right? It comes directly from the pronunciation sirloin.
好，那接下来这个更简单，剔骨。
T-bone.
就是 the letter 字母 T, 然后加上骨头 bone 啊。而且剔骨也很形象啊，因为这块牛排当中就有一个 bone, 一根骨头长得像 T 那个形状，是吧？
Yeah, I like how now we have a sneaky English letter in the Chinese word, but it makes total sense because it's almost like a Chinese character, right? It represents the shape of the T-bone cut.
对对，然后我觉得 T-bone 还挺好的。It's basically two steaks in one, 因为它这个 T 骨的一边是那个 filet mignon, 就比较嫩的，然后另外一边就是 strip loin, 就跟 sirloin 也差不多，就比较有嚼劲。你这个 best of both worlds, 合二为一。
Jenny, I did not know that. You know more about steak cuts than I do.
我儿子，我老大特别爱研究牛排。对呀，接下来的这个也很形象啊，就是 the way it looks, 看起来像一个斧头。
一个斧头 or a tomahawk.
Tomahawk, 战斧牛排啊，这个我觉得现在国内很多牛排馆也很多 because it looks very impressive.
Yeah, you feel kind of like a caveman eating a big dinosaur steak or something.
对，很有气势的，就是那个一块牛排，然后它旁边是连着这个肋骨，而且它是比较长长的。You know, the presentation is great.
Yeah, it looks like what you're eating. You definitely know you're eating a steak off of a cow when you're eating a tomahawk steak.
对，然后很适合拍照发小红书，是吧？哇，战斧牛排。
Hold it up to your face. It's as big as my head.
Yeah, 其实讲到这个牛肉，讲到牛排啊，日本牛肉都很好嘛，然后也很贵啊，所以这个我们也教教大家和牛，日本牛肉英语怎么说。
I think this just comes directly from the Japanese as well, but we just call it Wagyu steak.
对 ,Wagyu 就是和牛，对吧？
Yeah, and these are these cows that get treated super well, right?
Massage, drinking beer 之类的是吧？
Yeah, these cows are definitely living the life, I think.
享受人生，不能讲人生，享受牛生，是吧？
对。Maybe it ends in them becoming a steak, but it's still, you know, pretty good life until then.
是。好，那当然牛排另外一个重要的就是几成熟，几分熟。
Yeah, we call this how well would you like your steak cooked or how would you like your steak cooked?
Or done, right? How would you like your steak done?
Yeah, you might even see this word doneness to describe this amount of cooked you're doing to the steak.
哎，对对对，熟的程度啊 ,doneness, 就是 if something is done, 那就是全弄好了嘛，就全熟了啊。Which of course we don't want with steaks. 那我们就从那个最深的好了，最不熟的往下看。那最重要的几个词大家要知道的啊。第一个我觉得很少有人点，就是这种一两分熟的。
Yeah, rare steak. This is when it's hardly cooked, right? The outside might be a little cooked, but the inside's going to be really bloody and undercooked.
对，因为这个 rare, 就是我们知道可能它一个意思是罕见的，它另外一个意思就是 rarely, 就是基本上没有啊。So rare. 然后你还会看到一个 blue, 因为它是有点反光会蓝蓝的 ,which doesn't seem very safe to me. 那我们就 move on to 另外一个三分熟。
This one is a little more common, and we have medium rare instead of just rare.
啊，所以这里我们看到这个词 medium 就中间嘛，对吧？因为如果你要你的牛排是正好中间的五分熟，我们就说
medium.
哎 ，medium 啊，那如果要七分呢
？Now we're moving up to medium well.
啊 ，OK， 所以就变成 well 了，对吧？全熟是 well done.
That's right. Totally cooked through is well done. It's not very good, probably, but you can order it that way.
Yeah, I think a well done steak is not very well done. 因为 well done 英语还有一个说法是漂亮，是吧？做得好。
Yeah, then it might not be very tender, right? It gets kind of hard. It's just harder to eat.
对对对，就是经常说牛排嚼不动啊，可能那个牛肉本身也不好，还有一个可能就是太过熟了。But really, it depends on the individual. Like my in-laws, 我公公婆婆他们年纪比较大，所以他们很吃不惯那种就是带血的啦、生的。就我公公每一次都 well done， 然后我儿子们就说不可以这样 ，Grandpa， yeah yeah， 十分好。那我们今天节目的最后呢？Jason, how about we share some common questions you can ask your waiter about your food or some requests you can make?
All right. So one of the most common things you could ask is what's in this dish? If you want to ask about the ingredients being used or how it's prepared.
对对对，而且 totally, you shouldn't be embarrassed or shy about asking this question.就是以前英语不太好的时候啊，就不敢问，然后经常点了个东西，最后一上来啊，我点的是这个啊。But now I'm totally confident because sometimes you can't, yeah, there's probably French words or depending on the restaurant, you know, Italian or Spanish, 你就是不知道它是什么。
Yeah, don't be shy, right? Their job as a waiter, as a server is to tell you all about the food, so they'll probably enjoy telling you anyway.
对对 ,so what's in this dish? 啊这里面有什么东西。然后还有一个呢你可以说这个是什么烹调方式是比如煎的啦还是烤的啦还是炸的啦对吧
?Yeah, that's right. Especially with meats, right? You could ask, how is it cooked?
啊 so the way it's cooked. Okay, 诶我要怎么问比如说这个能不能弄得辣一点或者不要弄得很辣
You could ask to make the dish spicier or milder. So can you make it spicier? Can you make it milder?
哦、oh, 那如果你说什么不要太咸对吧 Can you make it less salty?
Yes, exactly.
好、how about this one? 就是比如你点沙拉对吧 Salad, 这时候那个你想要沙拉酱放在旁边不要先拌进去。
Very useful one. You can ask, can I have the sauce or can I have the dressing on the side?
Okay, 所以这个 something on the side 就是放在旁边。
Yeah, this just means don't put it directly on the food, put it in a small container and I'll put it on myself.
How about totally 你就不要放比如像我我是非常不喜欢吃什么洋葱啊大蒜啊这种东西所以我经常就很烦就跟人家说能不能不要放葱蒜。
Yeah, what's interesting is unlike Chinese, we wouldn't say don't put onions on it. We would just say something as simple as no onion or no bacon, etc.
Oh, 直接一个 no 就可以了是吧？
对，很简单。
嗯，很简单。诶 what about the opposite? 就是你帮我放这个东西或者帮我放更多。
You could say add onion or add bacon, extra hot sauce, that works too.
对 ,extra, 就你已经放了但是我想要更多啊。好那我们今天的节目呢就到这儿讲了很多很多非常实用的而且非常吊胃口 appetizing 的menu English.
Yes, maybe you're as hungry as we are now after recording this podcast, so we hope your next trip to a restaurant goes well and you get the tasty food you want.
对如果大家对于英语菜单和点菜还有什么问题的话呢都欢迎在留言专区给我们分享。
All right, thank you for listening and see you next time.
Bon appetit!
Bon appetit!